Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Asia Code, A $1 Million Handshake. How to Build Relationships That Win in Asia by Gadi Snodder is a business and cross-cultural communication guide focused on relationship building in Japan, South Korea, and China. The book positions Asian deal-making as a human process rather than a purely contractual or data-driven one, arguing that trust, credibility, and cultural sensitivity often determine whether commercial opportunities become lasting partnerships. Snodder writes from the perspective of international business development, with emphasis on practical conduct, interpretation of social signals, and the unwritten expectations that shape meetings, negotiations, and market entry. Rather than treating etiquette as a checklist, the book frames cultural understanding as a strategic capability. Its purpose is to help Western professionals avoid transactional assumptions, read context more carefully, and build the kind of personal rapport that supports durable business cooperation in major Asian markets. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the handshake as a symbol of relationship-based dealmaking. A central idea in the Asia Code is that business in Asia cannot be reduced to price, product quality, legal terms, or technological efficiency. The handshake in the title functions as a symbol for personal credibility and mutual recognition. Snodder presents the human relationship as the foundation on which formal agreements become workable. This is especially relevant in cross-border commerce, where parties often lack a long shared history and must evaluate not only a proposal but also the character of the people behind it. The book does not dismiss contracts or strategy, but it argues that they are insufficient when trust has not yet been established. In this view, the first commercial task is often not closing a deal but becoming a person worth dealing with. That shift matters because it changes the pace and priorities of business development. A professional who focuses only on immediate conversion may appear efficient in a Western setting, but impatient or unreliable in contexts where trust is tested gradually. The book, therefore, treats relationship building as a commercial asset, not as a soft social extra. Secondly, moving beyond etiquette toward cultural logic in Japan, South Korea, and China, the book distinguishes between surface etiquette and deeper cultural logic. Knowing how to exchange a business card or follow meeting protocol may prevent obvious mistakes. But Snodder suggests that these gestures have limited value if the visitor does not understand why they matter. The focus on Japan, South Korea, and China gives the book a practical regional frame while still acknowledging that Asia is not a single uniform business culture. The common thread is that social order, reputation, hierarchy, patience, and context can influence how decisions are made and how commitment is signaled. The practical implication is that professionals need to ask what a behavior communicates within a specific setting. A delayed answer may not mean rejection, a polite comment may not mean agreement, and a formal meeting may be only one step in a longer process of evaluation. By emphasizing cultural logic, the book encourages readers to interpret actions within the system of expectations that produces them. This approach is more useful than memorizing rules, because it helps readers adapt when a situation does not match a prepared checklist. Thirdly, trust is built through slow evaluation rather than instant transaction. Another important theme is the slow formation of trust. The book presents relationship building in Asian business settings as a methodical process in which potential partners observe consistency, manners, patience, and follow through over time. This does not mean that every deal moves slowly, but it does mean that speed alone is not the main signal of seriousness. A professional may need to demonstrate reliability before the commercial substance of a proposal can be fully accepted. This emphasis differs from a more transactional approach, where the strength of the offer is expected to speak for itself. Snodder highlights that a potential partner may be assessing ethics, background, humility, and long-term intent as much as technical capability. That assessment often happens through informal interactions as well as formal presentations. Meals, follow-up messages, introductions, and small promises can become evidence in a broader judgment about whether a person is dependable. The practical lesson is that every interaction carries reputational weight. Relationship building is therefore not ornamental hospitality, but a disciplined process of proving that cooperation will be safe, respectful, and sustainable. Fourthly, reading subtext, body language, and indirect communication, the Asia Code gives significant attention to communication that is not fully explicit. In cross-cultural business, misunderstanding often occurs not because people lack information, but because they interpret tone, silence, gesture, and indirect phrasing through the wrong cultural lens. The book points to body language and the subtext of written or spoken communication as important sources of meaning. This is especially relevant when a direct refusal, sharp disagreement, or public correction could damage harmony or status. A reader is encouraged to treat communication as layered, with the literal message only one part of the exchange. For example, hesitation, a carefully qualified response, or a request to revisit an issue later may require closer interpretation than a simple yes or no framework allows. This does not require guessing or stereotyping. It requires attentiveness, patience, and confirmation through respectful follow-up. The book therefore frames listening as an active strategic skill. Professionals who learn to read context can reduce avoidable friction, preserve dignity in negotiation, and recognize signals of concern before they become formal obstacles. Lastly, using cultural complexity as a practical advantage in negotiation and market entry. The book treats cultural complexity not as a barrier to be endured, but as a source of competitive advantage. Companies entering Japan, South Korea, or China often concentrate on market size, distribution, pricing, and regulatory demands. Snodder adds that the social architecture of business can be just as decisive. If a foreign company understands how trust is built, how decisions are influenced, and how communication norms operate, it can differentiate itself from competitors who rely only on product claims. This is especially important in negotiation, where the strongest position may come from demonstrating seriousness, patience, and respect before pressing for terms. The book also has a bidirectional element. It does not simply tell Western professionals to imitate Asian counterparts. It suggests that cross-cultural relationships can reveal weaknesses in Western business habits, such as excessive speed, over-reliance on formal presentation, or neglect of interpersonal continuity. At the same time, the book acknowledges that cultural learning should serve practical outcomes. Its value lies in helping business people adapt behavior without abandoning commercial discipline. In conclusion, the Asia Code is best suited for executives, founders, sales leaders, consultants, exporters, and business development professionals who work with partners in Japan, South Korea, or China. Especially those who come from Western business environments, it is also useful for readers who already know basic etiquette but want a clearer understanding of why trust. Patience, status, and indirect communication can shape commercial outcomes. The practical benefit is that it encourages readers to slow down, observe more carefully, and treat relationship building as part of the deal architecture rather than a social formality. The intellectual benefit is its reframing of culture as a system of business reasoning, not a decorative layer around universal commercial behavior. Compared with many cross-cultural business books, its distinctive emphasis is the human element of market entry and negotiation. It is less about broad geopolitical analysis or abstract management theory, and more about the interpersonal conditions that allow agreements to become durable partnerships. Readers looking for exhaustive country-by-country legal or operational guidance will need additional resources. However, for professionals who need to understand why technically strong proposals can fail without trust, the book offers a focused and practical lens. If you would like to support Gadi Snodder, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.